Here's Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Demand withdrawing arrest warrants to stop debtors' prison. It seems almost incredible to say anything good could come from a spokesperson from Ferguson, Missouri, or for that matter, the state of Missouri, when it comes to criminal justice issues, but this may be proof that, in fact, the sun does shine on old dogs every once in a while. But yes, Ferguson, the St. Louis, Missouri suburb now infamous for the police killing of Michael Brown last year and helping trigger the movement Black Lives Matter, has announced that it is withdrawing thousands of arrest warrants for municipal violations. Furthermore, they are also claiming to enact protocols that would prevent the incarceration of people who cannot pay fines and fees. Ferguson acted in advance of measures being taken by the state of Missouri and passed by its legislature to curtail and cap the cash that municipalities can keep from minor traffic beefs. Missouri is also moving to put an expiration date on practices of the modern criminal injustice system that have created debtors' prisons of our jails and many of our communities by putting caps on the amount of time people can be locked up for failing to pay fines and fees. What can I say other than right on? Well, plenty actually, starting with it's about time. Not just for Ferguson, but everywhere. How much more evidence do we need that we have criminalized the poor with their own poverty than the vicious cycle to pyramiding fees and fines that act as a huge bungee cord, pulling people back into the system for every petty beef and larding on the cost until they're back in jail? The Justice Department investigations have found this not just in Ferguson and other St. Louis suburbs, several of them vacuuming up more money in this way than Ferguson, but in communities throughout the country. We've cited excellent books, including Michelle Anderson's The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness, early and prescient warnings in this area, and Alan Goffman's more recent Unmasking of Philadelphia's system of on the run, Fugitive Life in an American City. How much more evidence do we need that this system is broken? How many more up-close and personal stories of this boomeranging of young men and women back to jail from selective policing in lower-income minority communities for minuscule beefs with escalating financial penalties? Enough is enough. In every community, we need to demand that lessons be learned from Ferguson, limits placed on penalties, and petty arrest warrants withdrawn. There's no way to repaint this problem or clean it up. We need a criminal injustice system makeover, a gut rehab down to the studs, with an amnesty program vacating all of this garbage on minor trivial matters to realign our communities and our criminal justice and policing systems. If Ferguson can do it, so can everyone else. It's worth making the demands and engaging in the fight. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.